I think about, you know, when we marched back, you know, almost 20 years ago against the G8 summits in terms of being part of the global justice and anti-war movement, and with the critiques we had of financial capitalism and inequality, that protest movement rose and fell. Do you think that this climate movement can achieve what those movements didn't in terms of actually transforming our system towards a more socially just and environmentally sustainable societies and economies, and particularly given the challenges of kind of the Trump-Johnson kind of rise of authoritarian neoliberalism?
The fact is that we have to learn from our mistakes, and I believe that we are learning from our mistakes. I think the reason why so many people, many of whom are also veterans of those movements, are now foregrounding this, a Green New Deal as a response to the climate crisis is because they learned the lesson of the fact that it is dangerous to have a movement that is primarily simply oppositional, simply saying no, without a very clear alternative. Because what can happen is you open up a vacuum that can then be exploited by very nefarious forces. And I have to tell you, being in London right now, you know, I'm very grateful to Extinction Rebellion for the political space that they have created in sort of declaring a climate emergency from below and creating spaces for so many people to come together and express their outrage and their desire for action. But I'm also concerned about the idea of just yelling fire and not putting forward our solutions for putting the fire out. Because we need to yell fire, and we need to put forward these solutions that come out of decades and decades of work from the environmental justice movement all around the world. We know what we need to do in the face of this crisis. We cannot be afraid to put forward our solutions, because if we don't, then we run the risk of creating openings that will be exploited by others. And this is something that I talk about in the book. You know, the right is already starting to respond to the reality of climate disruption with hate, with xenophobia, with attacks on immigrants.
Yeah.
We absolutely cannot afford to just intensify a state of emergency without putting forward justice-based solutions. So, you know, I've been publicly supporting Extinction Rebellion's activism, although I don't like it when they block the tube. I think that's a great way to turn off working people. But I really believe that they need to learn from the mistakes of past social movements that created political openings and did not put forward with confidence real solutions. And just saying we're going to have a citizens assembly and figure it out then is not a real answer in this time of multiple fires, because we are facing the fires of the climate emergency, and we are also facing the fires of fascism. And we need to take that extremely seriously.
Listen, Naomi, thank you so much for joining us. I think you really raised the issue of the question of political alternatives as well, and how this whole movement expresses itself and achieves its political aims. And we're really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night in Dublin. So thank you again for joining us.